تاني رومية 10 من 11 إلى 13. For the scripture says, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall be saved. Whosoever. Kul man. Kul man. This is what it says in verse 11, and this is what it says in verse 13. Now let's remember something very important, that the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ is offered unto all. The Lord Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. There are so many ways that people divide themselves, that people categorize themselves. ناس بيقسموا حالهم وبيقسموا المجتمع وبيصنفوا بعضهم البعض. There are some people who look at the world and they see different colors of people. There are some people who think in terms of rich and poor. We could talk about all sorts of different criteria, معايير مختلفة الناس من خلالها بيفكروا عن آخرين وكمان عن بعضهم البعض. Nationality, what part of the world you're from, what is your occupation, مهنة الشغل شو. At the time of the Lord Jesus Christ, there were divisions in society. Remember, for instance, the Jews and the Samaritans, and how they had not much in the way of dealings with each other. And what did the Lord Jesus do? Turn with me to John chapter 4. John chapter 4. إنجيل يوحنا. John chapter 4. And let's read, first of all, beginning with verse 7. There comes a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if you knew the gift of God, and who it is that says to you, give me to drink, you would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. It was so strange. It was against the custom of the time. It was against the traditions of society. Traditions of society, watch out, not the teachings of the Old Testament. It was against the traditions of society for someone in the position of the Lord Jesus from a Jewish background to speak to a Samaritan. And she expresses wonder and surprise. And what does the Lord Jesus say? He said, look, if you knew what was really going on, you would speak to me. What did she say to him later? Let's read verses 20 through 24. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, but you say that Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. The Lord had given his word to the Old Testament people and had worked through them, but not for them only. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Romans chapter 10, verse 11, whosoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. In the book of Acts, we could speak of Cornelius. We could speak of how the Lord worked things out for the message of the gospel to go to Cornelius. It wasn't an easy matter. The Lord gave Peter a vision, and the moral of the vision, that is, if I have cleansed something, you do not call it unclean. شيلي أنا طهرته ما تقول عنه نجس. And then the Lord told him, there are people coming to seek you. You are to go with them without questioning. بدون تساؤل بتروح معهم. ليه جايين؟ Because God also gave a vision. God sent an angel to Cornelius telling him to send for Peter. And thus it became clear that the message of salvation was for Jew and Gentile. The message of salvation was whosoever. كل من يدعو. Calling upon the name of the Lord. Well, it says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is not a matter of just saying hello. It is a matter of crying out to God for salvation. The picture is the picture of someone who is in very real trouble, in a dangerous situation, life threatening, needs to be rescued. يحتاج إنقاذ. إنقاذ. The picture, for instance, is of a person, let's say, who is drowning and who is calling out for help. This is the call that we are speaking of. But of course, not physical danger. What we are speaking of is spiritual danger. The Bible says that all men have sinned. The Bible says that God's judgment is upon all because of their sin. The Macedonian man, الرجل المقدوني, يلي ظهر لبولس الرسول بحلم, in a dream, in a vision, a Macedonian man appeared to Paul and told him, come over and give us food and blankets. Come over and help us. أعبر إلينا وأعنا. And what did they understand? They understand that the Lord had called them to preach the gospel in Macedonia, to preach the gospel unto them. But what must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Call upon the Lord, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the same thing that we are speaking of. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord has a good chance of being saved, has started well, but needs several other steps. There are some people who come along and give you a teaching which mixes works with salvation, which says that somehow we are saved through our own works. نخلص بأعمالنا, بجهودنا, ببرنا وبتقوانا. Through our piety, through works, there are some people who say, oh, when you're saved, it's like what? It's like a door has been opened at the top of the mountain. But you still have to do what? Climb up the mountain yourself. انفتح باب على رأس الجبل. But you still have to climb up the mountain yourself in order to reach that door, in order to reach that door. This, of course, is a picture that is completely unbiblical. And the Lord Jesus Christ didn't say that I am the door at the top of the mountain. He said, I am the door if any man enter in. So it's not a question of you have a possibility, you have a good chance, you've taken the first step. If you believe in Jesus, you have taken the first step towards being saved. No, if you have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, then the Bible says you are saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Looking at Romans chapter 10 and at verse 14, we have a set of questions that follow upon the statement of verse 13. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? I'm told that I need to pray to God. I'm told that I need to ask him for salvation. But this supposes that I understand and accept certain things about him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. This is what he seeks, not works, not the things that I do, but rather trusting in the things which he did. This will be the basis of salvation. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Remember that names in Bible times and in this part of the world, even to this time, names have meanings. They indicate certain things about God's nature. Isaiah chapter 57 and verse 15. Thus says the High and the Lofty One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, الذي اسمه قدوس. فإذا اسم الرب قدوس وطبعا هذا الشيء بيخبر عن طبيعة الرب. It speaks of God's nature. So if a person is calling on the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord expresses things about the Lord, and so there should be a degree of understanding. And there are some things that are implied by calling upon the name of the Lord. في بعض الأشياء مفهومة إذا جاز التعبير لما شخص بيدعي باسم الرب. I believe that God exists. I believe that God exists. There are many people who believe that there is no God. I believe that he hears prayer and he answers prayer. There are some people who believe that God exists, but they believe that God cares about this world as a whole, but he doesn't deal with you in a personal manner, or me, so that I cannot address him myself. It's something that if I do, he wouldn't be interested in, he wouldn't respond to, it would not move him in any way. When I call upon the name of the Lord, I believe that he exists. I believe that he hears. I believe that he relates to me in the sense that he wants to hear and answer my prayer. I believe that salvation is in his hands. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Some people might say, oh, but my faith is so weak. People are not saved by huge faith so that those who have smaller faith cannot be saved. All right? Now, the stronger our faith is, the more we understand God's word and the more we trust it and have confidence in him, this will give us boldness and strength, and God will bless us in various ways, and it is important. But no one says, the Bible does not say, that you have to have great faith in order to be saved, so that those who don't have great faith, it is not possible for them to be saved. A man of strong faith is happier, better, more blessed than a man of weak faith. But a man of strong faith is not more saved, like saved and a half. All right? And the other guy is only saved. Or the strong man with strong faith is saved, and the other guy is half saved. It doesn't work out that way. Believe in the Lord your God. This is 2 Chronicles 20:20. The words of Jehoshaphat to the people, and Malik Jehoshaphat, Allah Shab, Aminu Barab, Fatatbutu. Believe in the prophets and you will prosper. Aminu bil anbiya, bi anbiya rab wa rabbi barikun. Did I not say to you, Jesus said to Martha at the tomb of Lazarus, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Lo amenti bichufi majd rab. Majd rab. Think with me of a man who's about to, let's say, fall off the edge of a building. He's hanging by his fingertips. And along comes someone and stretches out his hand to him and tells him, let go of what? Let go of the edge of the building and take my hand. Grab my hand. I can pull you up. I can do it. I am strong enough. You keep hanging on by your fingertips from the edge of the building, you're going to fall. You are going to fall. Hold my hand, and I can pull you up. Turn with me to the book of Psalms. Look at Psalm 18, first of all, and verse 16, Mazmur 18. The Bible says that he sent from above and he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. Turn with me to the book of Psalms, Psalm 40 now, and verses 1 and 2. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Believe that the Lord, he is the one who saves. And no other name is given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. The Lord Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. وَأَنَا أَعْطِيهُمْ حَيَاةَ أَبَدِيَّةَ وَلَنْ يَهْلَكُوا إِلَى الْأَبَدِ وَمَا فِي حَدًا بِيخْطُفْ مِنْ إِيدِي. No man is able to pluck them out of my hand. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? Listen, it's not some sort of magic formula. Let's say I come to, let's say that I come to Sister Diana and I tell her, suppose that she doesn't, she's Chinese. All right, she doesn't know any word of English or Arabic. And then I repeat some words, let's say in English, and I tell her, say them after me. All right? Say, dear Jesus, I trust in you. I am a sinner under judgment. She mouths the sounds, but there is no comprehension. There is nothing in the mind and the heart. It's not a magic formula, an abracadabra matter. How shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And this is followed by another question. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? They have not heard. There is a necessity of hearing. Now, we need to be just a little bit careful over here. Sometimes people can be super literal in an unjustified way. بيكونوا أحيانا الناس حرفيين زيادة عن اللزوم بطريقة مش معقولة. Someone might come and say, based on this, A person who is deaf cannot be saved because he cannot hear. الإنسان الأطرش ما ممكن يخلص. ليه؟ لأنه ما عنده قدرة شو؟ قدرة السمع. ما عنده قدرة السمع. Look, if someone gives me a tract and I read it, he didn't say something to me with his mouth, which I heard with my ear, but he did pass on a message. I need to hear. I need to receive the message. This truth needs to be brought to my notice. Brought to my notice. If I sit here in the corner and I philosophize and speculate on my own, this is not something that's going to lead to salvation. Now, let me be careful. The Bible tells us that every man, even those who have not heard in a direct way the lesson, the message of the gospel, they still have witness of creation and they still have the witness of conscience. كل إنسان حتى اللي ما سمع الرسالة مباشرة في شو في شهادة الضمير وفي شهادة الخليقة. God is seen as creator and God is seen as Lord in terms of the conscience showing us that we fall short. So someone sits down over here and he sees creation and he sees the conscience and the Spirit of the Lord speaks to his heart. Then God can draw him in the direction of being saved. But it's not going to happen on my own and of my own. I need to hear the message. Oh, someone kind, nice, decent. All right? I mentioned Cornelius earlier. Cornelius is a good example for us. Regarding this matter of someone who's nice, kind, and decent, turn with me to Acts chapter 10, and let's read verses 1 through 6. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Now listen to what the Bible says about this man. A devout man, and one who feared the Lord with all his house, and who gave much alms to the people, and who prayed to God always. All right? Now, there are a lot of people who have a view of things, who have a view of spiritual matters, who say a man who is devout and who fears God and who gives to others and who prays always, why this person is in great shape, why this person must already have God's favor, must be saved, must be accepted as far as God is concerned. The Bible says that he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God, this is Acts chapter 10 and verse 3, coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius, and when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God, and now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Devout, feared God, with his house, gave much alms to the people, and prayed always. Why does he need someone to preach to him? He should preach to others. No. Because salvation does not arise from such things. Cornelius needed to hear the message. Remember the Ethiopian. The Lord told Philip, go, draw near to this chariot. Markabit al-Habashi. And Philip, the Bible tells us, ran, bader, rakad, stajal. He ran to him, and he heard him reading out loud in that day, perhaps more than in our time. The habit was, when people read, the habit was to read out loud, and whatever that general habit was, the Ethiopian was reading out loud, and he was reading from Isaiah 53. So someone might say, oh, what a very special person this man is. What a very special person he is. Someone who came from where? From Ethiopia to Jerusalem. All right? Didn't ride in a plane. Someone who came from Ethiopia to Jerusalem in order to do what? In order to find out more about spiritual matters. Someone who is so concerned about spiritual matters that he is doing what? That he has his own copy of the book of Isaiah. Remember, in those days, not every person, not the same way that we in our day, not every person had a copy of the Bible. He got a copy of the book of Isaiah. And he didn't sit down and say, here I am in my carriage. Here I am on the move. I'll read it when I get back home because I get motion sickness or something of the sort. He was reading it. كتير منيح. كتير منيح. لا مش كتير منيح بحد ذاته بمعنى انه لا يكفي. Right? منيح لا لكن لا يكفي للخلاص. Needed something more than that. The Bible says that Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. فتح فيليب وستمه وابتداء من نفس النص من نفس المقطع بشروا بالرب يسوع المسيح. So there is a necessity of hearing. Now someone might say, oh, I've heard before. Well, if you haven't responded, hear it again. Perhaps that will help. And if you haven't responded, don't just hear again. Hear better than before, with more understanding, with more care, with more focus, with more attention, with more interest. Listen, as it were, with your heart. God's word, the foundation. God's word, the source. God's word, which stands above every preacher and every teacher. Indeed, God's word, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, which he has magnified above his own name. رفع كلمته على كل اسمه. And the Bible says regarding the people of Berea in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11 that these were more noble than the people of Thessalonica. أشرف من أهل تسونيكي. Why? Because they heard the message readily, with readiness of mind. سمعوا الكلمة باستعداد. But then it goes on to say this very important thing. And they searched the scriptures daily to see whether those things were so. وَفَتَّشُوا الْكُتُبْ كُلْ يَوْمْ لِيَرُوا إِنْ كَانَتْ هَذِهِ الْأُمُورِ هَكَذَا. شو كتير بشككوا هالجماعة؟ لا 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 أبدا. Filled with doubts and questionings. No, that's not the way to think about it, because the next verse says, therefore many of them believed. لذلك آمن منهم الكثيرون. آمن منهم الكثيرون. People think all sorts of things are true, but these things are not based on God's word. Are not based on God's word. You could ask people questions about the Lord Jesus, about his life, about his death. People have all sorts of strange ideas. Strange ideas. You see some of them, of course, in traditions of men and paintings. And when you make, let's say, a movie or watch a movie about, let's say, Christ and the sufferings of Christ, sometimes you say to yourself, well, over half of this is completely unbiblical. all of this is completely unbiblical. Why? Because how shall they believe of him in whom they have not heard? They've been hearing in the wrong place. The Lord Jesus said twice, two different statements slightly, take heed what ye hear and take heed how ye hear. There are some people, and that includes the so-called churches, and that includes so-called pastors, where what's going on is like the words of Mary Magdalene. What happened when Mary Magdalene ran back from the empty tomb? What happened? She found Peter and John. And she said to them, "They have taken away the Lord, and we know not where they have laid him." لَقَدْ أَخَدُوا الرَّبُّ وَمَا نَعْرِفُ وَيَنْ حَطُّوهُ. And there are a lot of churches where someone stands up and speaks, and you say to yourself, "Where is Christ? Where is Christ?" There are lots of books, institutions, organizations, and a lot of time it is sad, but it is often true that this was a church or this was an organization or this was an institution that 100 years before that or 50 years or whatever the time period was before that, they used to stand firmly and clearly for the truth and deliver the truth to people faithfully. And then what happens is that they themselves grow weaker and weaker in this truth. Another generation arises, like it says in the book of Exodus, there arose a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. قام فرعون لم يعرف يوسف وبيقوم الجيل ما بيعرف هذه الرسالة ما بيعرفها بالقلب. And all of a sudden, it turns into what? Into some kind of social club. And the whole point is to take care of the needy, feed the poor, care for the sick, build a school, old age home, and things of that nature, which things are things we are in favor of. But this is not the message of the gospel. These are certain consequences and side effects. هذه أشياء تنتج عن وأشياء جانبية ومش القلب والقالب. They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him. That's what Mary said at the tomb. How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? If there is a need for it to be heard, then there is a need for it to be spoken, for it to be delivered, for it to be born, for it to be proclaimed. There is a need for it to be told. How shall they believe? How shall they hear without a preacher? Ah, that means that people are going to be saved through me because I'm a preacher. No. Everyone bearing the message of the gospel, everyone bearing the message of Christ is a preacher. We're not talking about a position in a church. We are speaking of witnessing. We are speaking of sharing the message with those who are around me, those whom I know, circle of friends, relatives, acquaintances, workmates, and others as well. Who is going to share the message of the gospel? There's a saying in Arabic. It's an interesting saying, and I think it expresses a good deal of truth. It says, فاقد الشيء لا يعطي. The one who has lost something, he is not going to give it. The one who does not possess something, he is not going to impart it. There's another interesting saying in Arabic which says, اسأل مجرب ما تسأل حكيم. Ask someone who has experienced it, who has tried it, who has proved it, as opposed to someone who speaks about it in an abstract and theoretical way, not having tried it, not having experienced it. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. لِيَقُلْ مَفْدِيُّ الرَّبِ. Oh, Sunday school teachers, oh, preachers, oh, evangelists, turn with me to Acts chapter 8 and verse 4. عَمَلْ صَحْتْمِنِي وَالْعَدَدْ أَرْبَعَ. It says, therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Why was there such a powerful witness, such an impact? Because every believer witnessed. because every believer shared the message, because everyone was proclaiming, because everyone was passing it on. Look at Acts chapter 11 and verses 19 and 20. Acts chapter 11, I was about to read from chapter 10, one more chapter to chapter 11. The Bible says, "Now they who were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia," which is Lebanon, "Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene," being a city today in Libya, the part of Libya that's close to us, the eastern part. "So these men of Cyprus and men of Cyrene, when they came to Antioch, they spoke unto the Grecians," they spoke unto the Greeks, "preaching the Lord Jesus." And so who founded the church of Antioch? A very important church. A very important church in those early times. Who founded the church of Antioch? Men of Cyprus and Cyrene, unnamed. Not founded by Paul or Peter or Barnabas, although these individuals had a role later on in the life and ministry of that church, but it was not founded by these individuals. It was men of Cyprus and Cyrene who went to Antioch and who preached the gospel to the Greeks also, and many believed. How did they do it? Without having a degree from a seminary or from a school of theology. The Bible does not say that a degree from a seminary or from a school of theology is required. The Bible tells us that one of the two who heard John the Baptist speak, this is John chapter 1 and verse 40, one of the two who heard John the Baptist speak and followed the Lord Jesus was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. He first found his brother Simon. The implication is that the other one, likely John, found his brother James as well, and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, "the Christ," Christ. And the Bible tells us that Philip went and found Nathanael. And the Bible tells us that Philip said something that you could argue with as being not very accurate. Philip came to Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one of whom Moses and the prophets spoke, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Now, Jesus of Nazareth, there was something that Nathanael said, "Can any good come out of Nazareth?" And the son of Joseph, the son of Joseph by adoption, you would say, but of course not the son of Joseph in the usual sense of the word. "Oh, Philip, you made a mistake. Philip, you could have said things better. There are going to be problems." Nathanael came and he saw the Lord Jesus and things worked out. And sometimes people say, "Oh, I don't know enough. Oh, I don't have enough in the way of studies, information, answers to questions which people might ask." This is the spirit of the wicked, slothful servant who took the talent which he was given and who buried it in the ground. And the Lord Jesus said, "At the very least, you would have done what? You would have taken it to the money changers so that I would receive what I gave to you with interest." People over time have said, "I cannot speak. Put Moses at the top of the list." Turned out that he could speak. All right? Jeremiah also, when the Lord called him, he also said, I'm a child and I cannot speak. And the Lord Jesus, and the Lord told him, do not say that you cannot speak, that you cannot speak. I can deliver the message. I should deliver the message. If somehow or the other I am isolated and I cannot do anything else, then I should listen to what the Lord Jesus said. What did he say? Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that he might send forth laborers into his harvest. Who can say that I cannot pray earnestly? I cannot pray wholeheartedly. I cannot pray from my heart that souls would be saved. Who can say that? No one. No one. Behold, I and the children whom God has given me. Ana wal awlad yalli rab a'tani yahun. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Where are the children whom God has given me? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear without a preacher? I'm thinking now of the September 11 attacks. And I've read a few things, watched some programs on television about what happened in the towers before they collapsed. And what happened, one of the things that happened is that there were a good number of people who had the wrong idea. People who were inside and before those buildings collapsed, there were certain people who thought that we should go up. We should try to reach the roof of the building. And on the roof of the building, we will be safe and helicopters will come and pick us up or something of the sort. The fact is that people didn't need to go up. The fact is that people needed to go down. And one of the things, of course, that makes this kind of situation more difficult than it is to begin with is the fact that people are confused. People are confused. One of the things that also happened was a plane hit the first building. People in the second building, they didn't know what happened. And many of them were calling, you know, police department, so on. What happened? We just heard a big explosion. The whole building shook. And they told them something like this. They told them, just stay where you are. Just stay where you are. Turned out not to be the right message. Now, there are all sorts of people who are delivering all sorts of wrong messages. Knowingly or unknowingly, they are delivering wrong messages to people around in the world. All right? And remember what the lepers said when the Lord had worked change the situation. The siege of Samaria mentioned in 2 Kings, the siege of Samaria. The people inside the city were eating each other. And then the Lord caused the surrounding army to hear the sound as if another army was coming to attack them. They ran away. Who found out? Lepers who were on the outskirts of the city, outside the city walls. They couldn't go into the city. They said, let's go into the camp of the enemy. And they found that it was empty. So they sat and they ate. And they saw some nice things that they took from one place to another. Oh, some gold, I'll take it and bury it, and I'll know where it is, and so I'll come back and get it later. And then they said, after they did that, that it says, we do not well. This is a day of glad tidings, and we hold our peace. هذا يوم أخبار سارة ونحن صامتون. There are all sorts of messages that are out there, and people are being led astray. How shall they believe on him in whom, of whom they have not heard? And the final question is, how shall they preach without being sent. It is a work of God. I will go. It's not a matter just of going. All right? Because remember what happened to Samson when the Spirit of God had left him. He got up, the Bible says, and he went as if in old times. He did not know that the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him, and the result was not good. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, Lord, send me." Who's going to send you and me? Oh, there's no big institution. Oh, there's no fund and money and so on. All of these things can be helpful, but ultimately, it is God who sends. It is God who sends. And he has the cattle on 1,000 hills. The beast of the field is mine. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. كما أرسلني الأب هكذا أرسلكم. Go ye and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. اذهبوا تلمذوا جميع الأمم عمدوهم باسم الآب والابن والروح القدس علموهم أن يحفظوا كل شيء إلي أنا أوصيتكم به وها أنا معكم دائما في كل حين إلى انقضاء الدهر إلى أقاصي العالم. Have you been sent if you're God's child? Yes, you have. I delivered unto you that which I received. As soon as I receive it, it is something that I should deliver as well. Remember how the servant of Abraham had a certain mission, and oh, he'd come a great distance, and the difficulty of travel at that time, and the fact that they weren't going through meadows and green pastures. He came to the land between two rivers. The Lord answered his prayer. Rebekah came. They set food before him. He said, "I will not eat until I have what? Until I have told my mission. Until I have told my errand." ما رح يأكل إلى أن خبر بي مهمتي. إلى أن خبر بي مهمتي. The Bible says that my heart is full of a good thing. قلبي فاض بأمر حسن. أتكلم عن الملك. I speak of the king. Thou art fairer than the children of men. أنت أبرع جمالا من بني البشر. وانسكبت النعمة في شفتيك. And grace is poured out upon your lips. How can they preach without being sent? Ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses unto me. تنالون قوة عندما يأتي عليكم الروح القدس وتكونون لي شهودا. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, uttermost part of the earth. If I am sent, then I am going with God's authority. I am going with God's power. Ultimately, I am going to give an account to my master regarding that which he gave me, regarding the opportunities which I had to make his name known. How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of great things. How beautiful is, their speaking. We want to speak God's word, but somehow what is emphasized here, and it's an unusual statement, how beautiful are the feet, how beautiful is their going. How beautiful is their going. Turn with me and we'll close with these verses. Luke chapter 8.
and verse 38 through verse 40. لوقا اصحاح 8 ومن عدد 38 الى عدد 40. Now the man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. The madman of the land of the Gadarenes besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, Return to your house and show how great things God has done unto thee. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. And it came to pass that when Jesus returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. Another one of the Gospels mentions that he published throughout the 10 cities, Decapolis, not just his own city, but the surrounding region as well. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach without being sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we think of your word, we think of the majesty and glory of our Savior, we think of so great a salvation, we think of your mercies upon us in bringing this salvation to our minds, to our ears, to our understanding, to our hearts. And we know that this message is a message which we must pass on to others. It is a day of glad tidings, and we hold our peace. We do not well. We pray, Lord, that you'd help us. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We pray that you would help us to look upon others, to see the need of their heart, the need for salvation. We pray that you'd lift up our eyes and help us to see that the fields are white unto harvest, not 4 months from now, according to the common proverb of the time, but that the fields are white unto harvest now. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to realize that you want us to follow you and to be fishers of men. Strengthen each heart. I pray for each one of your children. Place this burden upon us in a very real and continuing way. Guide us and strengthen us to deliver the message of the gospel to those around us and any who are here who are not saved. I pray, Lord, that you would turn their eyes to the cross of Christ, to the one who suffered and bled and died to bear the punishment of sin in our place, who died for our sins and rose again according to the scriptures, through whom we can receive forgiveness of sins and eternal life if we call upon the name of the Lord. We thank you for that name, which is above all names. We thank you for your word, which you've magnified above your name. We thank you for all that you have done. We pray that you would strengthen us so that we would do more to make your message known. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.